This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
The legal battle between Gwyneth Paltrow and the skiing optometrist had all the makings of a musical, except the catchy tunes and the choreography. You're gonna fly away, but you're going my way. I love it when we're cruising together. But maybe not for long, for the trial could soon become the latest must-see musical.
Gender, sexuality and pop culture. There isn't much Lauren Rosewarne doesn't know. And if she doesn't, we'll make it up.
Good afternoon, Lauren Rosewarne.
Good afternoon, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Are you a fan of that song called Cruising? Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow?
Look, I'm not I don't dislike it actively. I don't spend much time thinking about it. I guess it's okay.
Do you think it will be in the musical?
Oh, look, I'm not so sure, but I think this is one topic, Warren, where you have some unique expertise. Tell me, have you ever had a crash on the ski field?
Do you know, I have had so many crashes on the ski fields, but I'll tell you one thing that I find unusual about the whole Gwyneth Paltrow skiing incident thing is I always find it's the uphill skier that usually causes the crash, because they're, you know, they can see what's going on downhill, so they can see if the ski is coming along and what have you. But the downhill skier always gets blamed for not looking, but it's the uphill skier that has the view of what's going on and where they're heading.
So you think that bird's eye perspective should give you the opportunity to get out of the way?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But I don't need to crash into people to hurt myself. I just crash myself spectacularly, Lauren. It's amazing.
Excellent. Well, that's
no one to sue.
No, look, that's perfect. So, yes, 2016, Gwyneth Paltrow had an altercation on the ski field with a retired optometrist. Now, flash forward to earlier this year, this trial went to court because apparently this issue or this incident led to the optometrist getting brain damage. Oh. So he sued her for $300,000. She countersued him for $1, being the symbolic gesture of, well, hang on, it was took two to tango type of thing.
Who crashed into who?
That's what the dispute was over. Ah. So she feels he crashed into her. She felt, they're accusing each other of being the instigator of the crash. So needless to say, it was an intriguing court case because there was plenty of fashion. She modeled a variety of different outfits. There was also some very strange lawyers who, because the case was televised, were putting on their own show. They were dragging this out, asking lots of questions about things that didn't matter. For example, did Gwyneth Paltrow know Taylor Swift? Were they friends? It was just ridiculous. But at the very end, Gwyneth Paltrow whispered into the optometrist's ear that she wished him well. So it was quite a theatrical court case. It has now become the basis, Warren, for a musical called Gwyneth Goes Skiing, which is going to London's West End in December.
Lauren, I just got to pull you up on the name because I feel like Gwyneth Goes Skiing, they could have come up with something more spectacular for a musical name than Gwyneth Goes Skiing. Like, I don't know. Gwyneth, I don't know.
I guess it makes me think of those. It makes me think of those books like Ben and, you know, John and Betty Go, you know, Walking. Or there's a whole sort of series, I think they're from the 1950s, of children's books. I guess that's where my mind went. You're right, it's not particularly memorable, but I wonder if you did put Paltrow in it or you put the optometrist's name, does that then put this situation as liable for being sued?
Oh.
And because you're not, at least to the best of my knowledge, you could presents it as a satire, and that's fine. But if you were pretending to be trading on either of their reputations and using that as the lure to get you into the theatre, I wonder if that crosses some legal... Anyway, that was my assumption as to why they used just the first name, which could be any Gwyneth who likes to ski.
It sort of feels like Gwyneth makes a cup of tea. It just makes it sound boring to me. Gwyneth goes skiing. It's like a book. Yeah, it's like a children's book.
Well, that's what that's why my mind straight away went to the John and Betty books, because it just felt like those kind of twee simple reading books for primary school kids.
I suppose it's better than Gwyneth gives someone, you know, broken ribs and brain injuries. Would you go and see that?
Allegedly. But also, this is her legal defense was that he had those. I shouldn't say, but brain damage prior to the skiing incident, because he was in his late 70s or mid-70s when the incident occurred. So it wasn't as though he was at the height of his career and then this sort of derailed everything. He was a retired optometrist when this happened. So needless to say, anyway, there wasn't any $300,000 payment. He didn't get anything. So I mean, that was the end of the story.
To have those injuries, though, they must have been traveling, whoever, at a really high velocity. I mean, to get those sort of injuries, I mean, if you fall over and you're going really slowly, yeah, you might sprain a muscle or what have you, but in my experience, I wouldn't have had those sorts of injuries.
My understanding is they literally physically crashed into each other. Uh-huh. At least that was the claim of it. And then there was sort of some scuffling because, you know, who's this person touching me on the ski fields? So... The court obviously didn't believe that, you know, in many of those cases where it's compensation, the neck brace thing, the court clearly didn't buy that there was that much damage, but that was the basis of the case. It is reminding me, Warren, of the Jerry Springer musical that I went to see on London's West End about 15 years ago, which it also took... I guess something that's sort of pop culture and outlandish and tried to put it to music.
Is it successful generally to do that, to take something pop culture based and put music to it?
It's not to the extent that it suddenly becomes the new West Side Story or anything like that. It tends to be more quirky. So they'll tend to be sort of off Broadway or off West End as opposed to being in the big theatres. They generally aren't going to be your cultural juggernauts. They are more niche audiences. And I think that's because, again, it's quite expensive to go to the theatre. This one doesn't have a particularly seductive title. People are often loath to pay very big bucks for something that is untested.
I watched something on ABC TV last night, and I don't know what it was called, but it's sort of like it's like a history show, or it's a snapshot of something that's happened in this country, and they've turned it into a bit of a musical. And yesterday was all about Johnny Depp and his terrier's Pistol and Boo. Boo, did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I read about it, because that is a highlight of Australia's. I mean, the idea that he was threatening to execute a celebrity's dogs, it was just a beautiful moment in Australian history.
Oh, absolutely. And this show, and they had the two little dogs singing in, and whoever wrote it, I think they've done an amazing job. And I suppose that is something that's been turned into a bit of a musical, hasn't it? Even though it's a short musical that's on ABC TV, they've done an amazing job.
Yeah, and this is often the basis if you think of shows like Saturday Night Live or Australian Sketch Comedy, which is very much about taking things that are in the news at the moment and turning them into things that are funny, if disposable, because I think the disposability aspect is important, because Gwyneth goes skiing, the further we get away from the court case, the less anyone will be able to make any sense of this story. Same with Pistol and Boo. There's a lot of us who remember the original story. Will that be the case in 10 years' time? So they're often very much connected to recent history. They don't tend to be things that people remember in the long term.
I wonder who's going to write the music for the Gwyneth goes skiing.
Yes, this is a good question. Will they use pre-existing songs? Think of musicals like Rock of Ages is the first one that comes to mind, which used existing music and sort of work. Oh, and I think the ABBA musical has also done that, where they've taken existing songs and sort of built a musical around it. Or will they write entirely new songs? The jury is out as to whether, Warren, they're going to use Cruising.
Well, that could be before the accident occurs.
It could be. Is that a word that has traction in the ski community?
Yeah, cruising? I'm just cruising along and then bang.
Okay.
Happens all the time. To me, anyway.
Look, even a title like Crash sounds more emotive.
That's true.
But crashing again, together. Crashes. That, yeah, but there's at least two that I can think of films titled Crash, so it's not going to get the cut through that perhaps they hope Gwyneth Goes Skiing does.
It's going to be playing in London. How long's the season?
I think that they're saying a fortnight for the moment, but like a lot of these sort of experimental theatre, it will be, if it sells out, it'll inevitably be an extended season.
Oh, I want to see it. Gwyneth Goes Skiing.
Gwyneth Goes Skiing.
Lauren, good to chat with you. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you. That's Associate Professor Lauren Rosewarne from the University of Melbourne, who joins us every Thursday here on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.